From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you missed your favorite TV shows during the long Hollywood writers' strike, relief may be on the way. New episodes of many scripted programs are finally coming out, and as NPR's Kim Masters reports, network executives are anxiously watching to see if viewers have found something better to do in the meantime.
If you've watched network television lately, you might have gotten a hint that the new episodes are coming.
Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about.
The laughter's never sounded so sweet.
Shut up! Or I'm gonna punch you in the throat!
New comedy returns to Thursdays, April 3rd on NBC.
CBS was the first one into the pool last week with its Monday night block of sitcoms, How I Met Your Mother, Two and a Half Men, and The Big Bang Theory.
We were not terribly sure whether the viewers would come back, and if so, how many would come back.
Kelly Call is Senior Executive Vice President of Programming at CBS.
We had been off a long time, and, you know, you hear a lot about viewer apathy. You hear people saying they are finding other things to do. And so, you get a little nervous.
Those comedies did really, really well.
James Hibbard covers television for The Hollywood Reporter, and he says normally, after a break, audiences don't come rushing back. That's why the strong ratings were a surprise.
And I think what that shows is that audiences are paying attention, and that if you bring back shows that they're really interested in, they will be there to watch.
The veteran shows pulled in season highs in terms of ratings. That more than satisfied CBS, says the network's Kelly Call.
Certainly we feel a lot better knowing that the audiences seem to be ready to embrace new shows again.
But it isn't clear yet that the networks are out of the woods.
Since the end of the strike, all the networks except Fox are down double digits.
James Hibbard points out that the CBS comedies are self-contained, which gives viewers the feeling that they can jump back in at any time. But dramas are different.
Shows like Grey's Anatomy and Desperate Housewives might not necessarily do as well coming back because they have that serialized thread that they have to pick back up again.
On the other hand, if you were following the serial, you'd probably want to watch.
You would think, but usually serialized shows are the ones that tend to be hurt the most from drops. We saw this last year because Jericho, Lost, and Heroes all took long winter hiatuses. And when they came back, they all came back alarmingly down.
Not all shows will be returning this spring. A number of scripted dramas, including 24 and Heroes, won't be back until fall, when their stories can air uninterrupted. That also applies to some of the newer programs that would be expensive to relaunch now for a few episodes.
So you have shows like Pushing Daisies and Chuck that have these really long gaps before viewers have a chance to see them again.
Thanks to the truncated season, the networks won't have as much ratings data as usual to help them decide whether to cancel wobbly shows. But Hibbard says they'll glean what they can from the May sweeps. Normally, the sweeps are a time when the networks compete for rating supremacy. But this year...
It's your show. They're your votes. What have you done? It's American Idol.
Fox has already been powered to global domination. Kim Masters, NPR News.